panel of canine crisis experts discusses the psychological trauma of collar detachment. There's even a custom ticker graphic, Collargate 2025, America Watches and Waits. Within the hour, we have interviews with neighbors, a weeping assistant, and a speculative segment on whether international jewel thieves might be involved. Never mind global conflicts, economic policy, or the quiet collapse of public infrastructure, the real story tonight is this dog's designer accessory and what it means for all of us. 2. Endless speculation. The art of talking about nothing for hours. A minor political rumor leaks. Maybe. Possibly. Allegedly. And suddenly, it becomes a feeding frenzy. An exclusive panel of 14 pundits materializes, each more confident than the last about what might occur if this one unconfirmed report turns out to be true. The chyron reads, developing. Could this end the career? Even though no one knows who started it, or if anything actually happened. Wild hypotheticals fly across the screen like dodgeballs. If this source is accurate, if this triggers a subpoena, if this leads to a government shutdown, it's not journalism. It's televised fan fiction, a choose-your-own-scandal adventure crafted live, one baseless prediction at a time. 3. Repeat, ad nauseum, because you might have missed it the first 78 times you saw the headline at 8 a.m. You saw the segment at 8:15. By 9 o'clock, they've added dramatic reenactments. By noon, it's been rebranded as a special report. Come at 5 p.m., it has its own theme music, a dedicated countdown clock, and a documentary trailer aired between prescription drug ads. It features the same footage, the same quotes, and a slightly different font. The talking heads rotate, but the story doesn't evolve. It just metastasizes. You could leave, run errands, live a full life, and come back to the exact same breathless tone, the exact same sound bites, and a chyron that now says new angle, even though nothing has changed. It's not coverage. It's content marinated in repetition and slow roasted for maximum mental fatigue. The outrage factory, now serving fear in 24-hour cycles. The end product isn't news, it's adrenaline. The newsroom has evolved into a content assembly line that produces hot takes, doomsday scrolls, and moral panics faster than a fast food joint pumps out fries. This isn't journalism, it's an outrage factory adorned with neon lights and a live studio audience. The formula is simple. Crank up the fear, douse it in speculation, toss in some righteous indignation, and serve it hot, every hour on the hour. And the wild part? It works. Ratings don't just rise, they soar. Advertisers froth at the mouth to sponsor segments sandwiched between panic and pharmaceutical ads. Meanwhile, you're pacing your living room and convinced society is hanging by a thread. Your blood pressure climbing with every ominous phrase like unprecedented, chaotic scenes, or experts warn. It's emotional exploitation under a spotlight, and business is booming. A big tent spectacle. The news is primetime theater. Let's stop pretending. Modern news isn't a public service. It's a full-blown three-ring circus draped in red, white, and breaking news. There are no elephants, but there are elephant-sized egos. The anchors strike heroic poses, while the villains change weekly, but the moral outrage remains constant. And the clowns? Oh, they're everywhere. Pundits with wild hair and wilder opinions, barking nonsense for airtime and applause. But unlike the circus, there's no intermission, no popcorn break, and no final act. This show wants you glued to the screen 24/7, chewing your nails and screaming at strangers online. They thrive on your confusion, feed on your fear, and seduce your curiosity with just enough truth to keep you from walking away. Because the minute you realize the tent is fake, and the fire is staged, the mental trick fails. And they can't risk that. Not when the stakes are ratings, and the main act is to foment your emotions. The hero. The anchor who asks the tough questions. Armed with a furrowed brow, a perfectly timed dramatic pause, and a $3 million suit stitched with the tears of unpaid interns, the hero is a solemn face of the network. He holds power accountable. As long as it boosts ratings and doesn't upset advertisers. He'll interrupt a senator mid-sentence to shout, "Let me finish!" Then toss a commercial for erectile dysfunction pills. Every question is hard-hitting, every interview is explosive, and every segment ends with a vague promise that we're just getting started. He's not biased, of course. He's just always accidentally harder on one side. The villain, the public figure,